The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Take a little time, listen to your body, make adjustments so you'll be comfortable for the meditation time. Finding a sitting posture that's both comfortable and upright. Just do the best you can. Take a couple of longer, deeper breaths to help the body settle some, where you're slowly filling and emptying the lungs a couple times. So maybe one more longer, deeper, full breath in and out. Take your time, though. And then eventually let the breathing continue on its own. Just trust the body to do the breathing, whatever that might look like. In the first part of meditation practice, Buddhist awareness practice, is this simple willingness to drop the world of our hopes and dreams, past and future. We're just learning that it's possible to put everything down for a while. Of course, because of the momentum of our thinking habits, the mind will start to plan again or start to worry or compare or do whatever our mind is in the habit to do. But that wise part of the mind knows that it's safe to put it all down for a while. I don't need to think about this. I don't need to do that. I don't need to worry. I don't need to plan. I don't even need to remember. Instead, recognize this capacity of the heart to be present with simple things like the experience of the body sitting now. That right now, in the most simple way, we can be intimate with the experience of the body sitting here. To be relating to the sensations of the body in a kind way. Interested in being intimate, present with the experience of sitting, the sensations of breathing, feeling the whole body just as it is. This is the first step in meditation practice, is a willingness to drop the world of our worries and hopes and fears and wants and dislikes. And we often use awareness of the body sitting, awareness of the sensations of breathing, as a support for this dropping, the letting go of that surface level of thinking, worrying, planning, whatever. Can it be enough simply to be present, intimate, with the experience of sitting, breathing in, sensitive to the whole body, just as it is. And then while breathing out, sensitive, open to the whole body, just as it is. Allow this to be the most important thing now, breathing in, open, sensitive to the whole body. Breathing out, open, sensitive to the whole body. So this first step relies on this intention to know the body in terms of sensation. So not the thought of the body or a mental image of the body, but rather becoming intimate in the actual knowing of the sensations of sitting, the sensations of breathing, whether those sensations are pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Just let them be whatever they are. But see if the mind could be authentically interested in being intimate with the body sitting, even though it's very simple or ordinary. And this will help the mind to drop everything else. So for the duration of one inhalation, can the mind be intimate with the sensations of breathing, sensations of the body? And then through the duration of the exhalation, again, sustaining this simple presence, knowing of sensation. And if the sensations are unpleasant, we're training the heart to not be afraid of the unpleasantness of the sensations in the body. That it's okay that the body feels the way that it feels now. And in this way, we're cultivating a very beautiful, kind way of relating to the body, being with the body. In this way, the mind becomes both simple and beautiful, collected. Be willing to begin again and again. Breathing in, sensitive to the whole body. While breathing out, sensitive, intimate with the whole body, just as it is. And as you begin to have more continuity of this present moment awareness, you'll naturally start noticing a sense of calm and peace. Or if you're getting a lot of interruptions, the mind falling back into thinking, then remember you can be interested in those mental habits as just something being known. So if the mind's planning or worrying or whatever it is, it's as if the mind goes, oh, this is thinking. Thinking's being known. It's just this mental activity being known. So you're observing the mental activity without being identified with the particular content of your thoughts. It's just thinking being known. Feels like this. And in that way, the distraction tends to cease pretty quickly when there's that simple, honest acknowledgement. Oh, it's just thinking. Just thinking, being known. You don't need to be for or against the thinking. we'll continue in silence now for a while. the mind will get distracted. And the important thing is not to be frustrated by the thinking mind, but instead let the wisdom just acknowledge thinking is happening. It's just this mental activity which is now being known. Then often these thinking patterns have an underlying feeling to them. Oh, it feels like this now. It's just this yucky feeling or this pleasant feeling being known. So make sure when your mind is distracted to be curious about the underlying feeling tone. Is it pleasant or unpleasant? And to realize that it's safe to feel whatever it feels like in the moment. Oh, it feels like this now. It's just this pleasant or this unpleasant feeling being known. Can this be okay to be feeling this? Yeah. It's okay to be open. It should just let the feeling be a feeling. So we're keeping things really simple. Cultivating the continuity of present moment awareness. Remember, what we're doing is very simple, very straightforward. We're sitting in a relaxed, relatively upright way. We're practicing dropping the mind's concern for the past and future, our fears, our hopes, our likes and dislikes. Normally, the mind is filled with that activity, obsessing about this and that. So to learn to drop this obsessive activity, we train the mind to be aware of the body sitting, to have a friendly, intimate relationship with the body sitting as sensation. And when we have some degree of mindful awareness, continuity of awareness with the body, then we begin to notice the different patterns in the mind, to worry, to compare, to judge, because they're going to continue to reemerge. And then we see those patterns as habits that come and go. In a real sense, they're impersonal habits. And that we don't need to take those thinking patterns personally. They're just habits being known, thoughts being known. And in this simple way, the mind becomes more free, more independent from these mental habits of worrying and planning and thinking this way and fantasizing and all these different patterns of mental activity. We're not so pushed around by these habits. More of a sense of space. So for the last minute or two, notice that quality, if you can, of equanimity, a spaciousness, absence of attachment. So again, for the last second or two, is it possible right now to have a friendly, clear-minded relationship with the way things are in the body and mind? In other words, is it possible to be present?
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.